Just got home from work. Had pretty decent night. I work as a busser and a hostess at a restaurant, but this evening I was working as a busser. And I've been wearing these jeans all night. These denim jeans. And they're not really a tight fit, except around my butt. I've got kind of a rounded butt. I have, my waist is 28 inches, my hips are 42. So you can imagine, I'm quite curvy. But my jeans are really comfortable. And I've been wearing them all night. I'm kind of looking forward to taking them off. They're just this light blue shade, and I like to feel the denim. It has this nice texture to it. It's not exactly rough, but they're some of my favorite jeans, even though they're a little bit big around my waist, but that makes them a little more comfortable. Yeah, they've just been on me all night and rubbing between my legs, my thighs rubbing together while I'm working. And whenever I wash my hands or something, I pat them dry on my jeans. I like to put my hands in my pockets a lot. I usually do that or put them on my hips, but usually if I've got some nice comfy jeans on, I'll put my hands down in my pockets and just kind of slouch them. It feels comfortable. I like having somewhere to put my hands. I'll put them in my front or in my back sometimes. I like to roll the cuff up at the bottom. I think they look kind of cute that way. And they make a little more room for my boots. And take this button out. Take my zipper down. It's kind of a long zipper because they're sort of high-waisted. I just kind of rim my fingers around from front to back to slide them down until they get past the widest part of my hips, and then they just drop down in my feet. Oh, it feels so nice. Take them off. That little sound is the elastic of my underwear. I like to do that for some reason. Just kind of pop it. Get these off my ankles. I didn't mean to bump the microphone, I'm sorry. I just take them, kind of shake them out, and fold them in half at the waist, and then I fold them again at the knee. And then I just take them over, put them in my laundry bin. I'll probably wear them again tomorrow because they didn't get very dirty. I got my panties that I'd love to take off. Usually whenever I get home, I just take everything off because I can just hang out in my bedroom. And whenever I take these off, they always get stuck. The crotch always gets stuck between my thighs because they're just kind of chubby, I guess. They touch right there, right under my pussy. I think my underwear probably take the most abuse. It's because I've got a big round ass. Everything kind of rubs together. Get these down too. Maybe this is kind of weird, but I like how they smell. I might be the only girl in the world that smells her own panties. It just reminds me of sex. I like the smell of my own musk. I'll put those in the bin too. And then I'll take my top off. It's just a black top, a little crew neck. I'm only allowed to wear a black shirt to work. It has to be plain. Which is fine. I don't mind it. I usually wear black. And then, all that's left is my bra. It's one of the most relieving things to remove. To get that band off from under my tits. Usually I take one shoulder strap off at a time. Just take them both off so I can slide it down under my waist. Then I turn it around so I can unhook it from the front. There we go. I need to wash that too. I'll have to wear a new one tomorrow. And then I gotta take my earrings out. I wear 5 earrings. They make me feel so pretty. I like to be sort of decorated. I love jewelry. Just take them off one at a time and put them in my jewelry box. Today I wore these little cubic zirconia studs. Other times I'll wear dangling earrings. I got a lot of different kinds. I've got some little lightning bolts with rhinestones on them, and I've got spider earrings, and I have like Egyptian onks and things like that. And then in my cartilage, I always wear a little rhinestone star. That one I don't take out though, because I worry that the hole's going to close up. And after I take off all my clothes, I just run my hands over my body and just enjoy the way that I feel. Sometimes I think about that it's probably the best I'll ever look. I'm only gonna get older, so I just kinda touch myself and admire what I have. I really like to run my hands over my hips and up my waist, and then just around that slight curve of my tits. Just go up and down. This feeling. Maybe I'm a narcissist. I like to feel my ass too. My underwear gets to feel my ass all day. It's only fair, isn't it? If you wear my underwear, you could squeeze on my ass all day, couldn't you? I don't wear them to sleep, so. I'll just kinda squeeze my tits. It feels so good to take that bra off. Oh, and that reminds me, I still got my little choker on. I'll just take that off. It's a little chain choker with a little crescent moon on it. It's really cute. Usually I wear chokers. Excuse me. Then I'll take my hair down. I just got it up in a clip. feels nice and easy to take down. I like how when I take my hair down and shake it out, it smells really good. And just kind of shake my fingers through it. And I can smell all the perfume from when I shampooed it. Then I'll have my shower, and if it's cold, I put on this little velvet robe, and I'll keep it on for the rest of the night, at least until I get in bed. It's just a red velvet robe. It's so soft. I love the way that it feels on my body. It just kind of skims over everything. Anyhow, I hope maybe this did something for you. But, I would like to think more about your fetish, and kind of excites me. I love learning new things, especially about sex. But, anywho, let me know what you think. Maybe I could do something different.